ABC Radio Australia.
The cloud hangs over the citizenship status of some of PNG's top basketballers as the national team gears up for the Melanesian Games. It's unclear whether its Australian-based talent will qualify for the squad, with some players no longer possessing PNG passports. Here's our reporter Kyle Evans with PNG's head coach, Ray Borner.
Hey, Ray Borner, thank you for joining us. We've got the Melanesian Cup coming up in July. How are things coming along?
Yeah, things are moving along as we would expect. We've had a couple of concerns, mainly with making sure that we've got the right coaching panel together, and that's all been formalised now, so we're ready to get into it.
Yeah, so last time you appeared on this show, selection camp was yet to take place. Has that all been finalised now?
Because of the move of the Melanesian Cup from July back to October, we've held back a little bit. We've also got to make sure that we're getting the best players available for selection. And part of that process is going to be just to see, you know, after the elections, what happens with the ability for Australian-based players to pick up dual citizenships, because a lot of the players that they had in the previous Melanesian Cup had played as under 18-year-olds, so they were 16, 17, 18, and those players have now moved outside of the passport process and lost their PNG passport and are now Australian citizenship. Well, they've got Australian citizenship, so we're trying to see what the process is going to be to make sure that we can get a couple of those players back into the PNG team. So we've just got to make sure that the passport process, getting dual citizenship, how that all is going to pan out.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a few complications. Earlier on in the year, the training facility in PNG was being used as a field hospital for COVID. Like you mentioned, a lot of Australian-based players. You yourself, you live in Ballarat. Have you guys been able to get together to have training sessions?
Yeah, not as such. The PNG-based guys are getting together almost daily, and they're doing that at the moment. You know, we're introducing some new programs for them with our coach Morris. It's based in PNG, and so he will take most of that on. We've been in dialogue to talk about what we would like to do with that, and I've got a couple of players here in Australia doing some training sessions with people up in Queensland, so that we're getting them fit and ready to go.
Now, you guys are going to be the defending champs when you enter the Melanesian Games, and you yourself, for the Pacific Island listeners that don't know, are a four-time Olympian, NBL champion, NBL MVP, have basically done it all in the sport. That being said, I imagine your appointment probably doesn't come without a little bit of expectation. Are you feeling a bit of pressure to, you know, ensure the team succeeds?
Not only pressure from within PNG, but also personal pressure, because anything that I do, I like to be successful at. Mm. And so I want to do as well as I can for PNG, but also for myself. You know, I've coached at a high level within Australia and, you know, was very successful at that with the Ballarat Miners. And so I want to make sure that, you know, we can transition that into what we're doing into PNG. And I think that you always have an expectation personally, but being the resident champion, you know, there'll be a lot of expectation that PNG is going to do very well at this tournament.
Absolutely. And look, you know, you've got to finish top two, as I understand it, to qualify for the Pacific Games, which are going to be held in the Solomon Islands next year, which is really exciting. If you guys qualify, do you think you'll stay on as coach?
I hope that I would. You know, all things are up for grabs. But, you know, if we win the cup, then I would expect and I would want to move forward and take the team to the next level. You know, and that's an Olympic qualifier, so you just don't know, you know, what can happen out of that. And with the squad that we've, you know, we potentially can have, we've got a very good chance of taking out the Melanesian Cup and then doing well in the next round of game.
I think a lot of people, when they think Pacific Island sport, they tend to think rugby and if not sport, then reggae music. But, as someone who's been around basketball your whole life, is there a pretty good culture among PNG and the Pacific Islands?
Yeah, there is. The culture is that, you know, there's a national league, almost a national league, that plays in PNG. And with that, the guys are very focused in on what they're doing. You know, the style of play is a little bit different to what I'm accustomed to. And that's something that we've just got to transition a little bit from being a fully focused offensive group into a little bit more in the defensive ideals that I want to implement. And, you know, that'll take a period of time to and adjustment, but it's something that if we want to move forward, I think that we can do.
And I imagine you yourself in your heyday probably played against some of these nations. Were they pretty physical to play against back in the day?
Well, we played, the only time that we played against a sort of group here was out of the Commonwealth Games, where we played in New Zealand, and we had some teams come down and play, and that was good. It was enjoyable. I remember a couple of bus trips where we went from Auckland to some really, I shouldn't say too remote, but, you know, small towns, and we're on the bus and out come the guitars and we're singing along, and so it was good. It was good. The games were well played, in good spirit, and it was an enjoyable experience for both parties.
PNG coach and four-time Olympian Ray Borner speaking there.